Hey, this is Quentin Moore, and I'm the pastor of the Father's House, and this is our podcast. Thanks for joining us today. I hope the message inspires you, gives you faith, and lets you see that God is truly moving in your life. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Father God, creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Israel, God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy and hear our prayer. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that you seek? We seek the Lord our God. Do you seek him with all your heart? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your soul? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your mind? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your strength? Amen. Christ, have mercy. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Offer here the Psalm of the Day. Offer here the Gospel reading. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A reading from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. A reading from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord's Prayer Guide. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Day 6, Monday of the week of the first Sunday in Lent. Today's scripture: with God, nothing will be impossible. Luke 1:37. Today's meditation: faith and hope. A comparison with Abraham can make the significance of Mary's presence by the cross clearer. Gabriel spoke to Mary the same words that had been spoken to Abraham: with God, nothing will be impossible. God promised Abraham that he would have a son, even if he was too advanced in years and his wife was barren. And Abraham believed. God announced to Mary that she would bear a son, even if she was a virgin. And Mary believed. But then God appeared again to ask Abraham to sacrifice the son he had given him, and of whom he had said, "Through Isaac you will have descendants." And Abraham again obeyed. God appeared a second time in Mary's life too, asking her to consent of whom it had been said that he would reign forever and it would be great. And Mary obeyed. Abraham climbed Mount Moriah with Isaac, and Mary followed Jesus up Mount Calvary. But much more was asked of Mary than of Abraham. God stopped Abraham at the last minute and restored his son to him, but not with Mary. She had to cross the final threshold of no return, the threshold of death. Her son was restored to her, but only when he had been taken down from the cross. In vain did she hope in front of Pilate. In vain did she hope along the way to Calvary. She hoped right up to the cross, before the first nail was hammered in, but it was not to be. Had she not been promised that her son would sit on the throne of David and would reign over the house of Jacob forever? Mary indeed, in hope, believed against hope. She hoped in God, even when she saw the last human reason for hope disappear. And now a time of contemplation or meditation on our thought for the day. Lord Jesus, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And now a time of praying for others. Christ as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me. Christ beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek and yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Christ is a light. Christ is a shield. Christ beside me, on my left and on my right. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and you sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit on all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardoned. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we are received, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Renew us, O Lord, in the power of your Spirit. Stir us up that we serve you with gladness. Help us, O Lord, to work for freedom and justice, and grant fullness of life for everyone. Fill us with your love for the poor and the helpless, and to the sick and dying, give comfort and hope. Grant unity and concord in our country, and to its people the blessing of peace. Guide with your Spirit all who bear authority, and let your rule be over all the world. O Lord, bless your people, and keep us steadfast in faith and love. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all that we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me.
Hey, I hope the message truly inspired you today. If it did, do a couple things for me. Subscribe to our show and it'll just drop right into your feed and you can stay current with all that we're doing. The second thing is if you've been impacted by this ministry, you can click the link right there in front of you and you can become one of our givers. And that'll help us to keep spreading the gospel and the good news around the world. Everyone needs to hear the good news right now, maybe more than any other time. So God bless, and I'll see you next time.